The Anatomy of Peace. By the Arbinger Institute. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Anatomy of Peace, Resolving the Heart of Conflict is a book written by the Arbinger Institute. It is a book about how to resolve conflicts and create peace in our lives. The book is divided into three parts. The first part is about understanding the anatomy of peace. It explains how peace is created and maintained in relationships. The second part is about how to apply the principles of peace to our lives. It explains how to recognize and address the underlying causes of conflict. The third part is about how to create a culture of peace. It explains how to create an environment where peace can thrive. The book begins by discussing the anatomy of peace. It explains that peace is created when we recognize and respect the humanity of others. It is maintained when we are willing to listen to and understand each other. The book then explains how to recognize and address the underlying causes of conflict. It explains that conflict is often caused by a lack of understanding, a lack of trust, and a lack of respect. It explains how to create an environment where these issues can be addressed and resolved. The book then explains how to create a culture of peace. It explains that a culture of peace is created when we are willing to listen to and understand each other. It explains how to create an environment where people can communicate openly and honestly. It also explains how to create an environment where people can work together to resolve conflicts. The book concludes by discussing how to maintain a culture of peace. It explains that a culture of peace is maintained when we are willing to listen to and understand each other. It explains how to create an environment where people can communicate openly and honestly. It also explains how to create an environment where people can work together to resolve conflicts. The book also explains how to create an environment where people can work together to create a better future. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Conflict is caused by a self-centered mindset. People who are focused on their own needs and interests are more likely to create and perpetuate conflict. This self-centered mindset is the root cause of all conflict and can be addressed by shifting to an other-centered mindset. Main idea number two. Conflict is a result of a lack of understanding. People often fail to understand the perspectives of others, leading to misunderstandings and disagreements. To resolve conflict, it is important to take the time to understand the perspectives of all parties involved. Main idea number three. Conflict can be resolved through dialogue. Dialogue is an effective way to resolve conflict, as it allows all parties to express their perspectives and work together to find a solution. Main idea number four. Conflict can be prevented through empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. By developing empathy, people can better understand the perspectives of others and prevent conflict from occurring. Main idea number five. Conflict can be addressed through forgiveness. Forgiveness is the ability to let go of anger and resentment and move forward. By forgiving those who have wronged us, we can move past conflict and create a more peaceful environment. Main idea number six. Conflict can be managed through communication. Communication is essential for resolving conflict, as it allows all parties to express their perspectives and work together to find a solution. Main idea number seven. Conflict can be resolved through compromise. Compromise is an effective way to resolve conflict, as it allows all parties to come to an agreement that is mutually beneficial. Main idea number eight. Conflict can be addressed through collaboration. Collaboration is an effective way to resolve conflict, as it allows all parties to work together to find a solution that is beneficial to everyone. Main idea number 9. Conflict can be prevented through respect. Respect is essential for preventing conflict, as it allows people to understand and appreciate the perspectives of others. Main idea number 10. Conflict can be addressed through negotiation. Negotiation is an effective way to resolve conflict, as it allows all parties to come to an agreement that is beneficial to everyone. Main idea number 11. Conflict can be managed through mediation. Mediation is an effective way to resolve conflict, as it allows all parties to work together to find a solution that is beneficial to everyone. Main idea number 12. Conflict can be addressed through problem solving. Problem solving is an effective way to resolve conflict, as it allows all parties to work together to find a solution that is beneficial to everyone. Main idea number 13. Conflict can be prevented through understanding. Understanding is essential for preventing conflict, as it allows people to better understand the perspectives of others. Main idea number 14. Conflict can be addressed through collaboration and compromise. Collaboration and compromise are effective ways to resolve conflict, as they allow all parties to come to an agreement that is mutually beneficial. Main idea number 15. Conflict can be managed through active listening. Active listening is an effective way to resolve conflict, as it allows all parties to express their perspectives and work together to find a solution. Main idea number 16. Conflict can be prevented through trust. Trust is essential for preventing conflict, as it allows people to understand and appreciate the perspectives of others. Main idea number 17. Conflict can be addressed through empathy and respect. Empathy and respect are essential for resolving conflict, as they allow people to better understand the perspectives of others. Main idea number 18. Conflict can be managed through dialogue and negotiation. Dialogue and negotiation are effective ways to resolve conflict, as they allow all parties to come to an agreement that is beneficial to everyone. Main idea number 19. Conflict can be prevented through collaboration and problem solving. Collaboration and problem solving are effective ways to prevent conflict, as they allow all parties to work together to find a solution that is beneficial to everyone. Main idea number 20. Conflict can be addressed through forgiveness and understanding. Forgiveness and understanding are essential for resolving conflict, as they allow people to let go of anger and resentment and move forward. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Conflict is often caused by a self-centered mindset. People who are focused on their own needs and interests are more likely to create and perpetuate conflict. This self-centered mindset is the root cause of all conflict and can be addressed by shifting to an other-centered mindset. When we focus on the needs and interests of others, we are more likely to find common ground and work together to resolve conflicts. This shift in mindset requires us to be mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, as well as those of others. We must be willing to listen to and understand the perspectives of others, and to be open to compromise and negotiation. By taking the time to understand the needs and interests of others, we can create a more peaceful and harmonious environment. The Arbinger Institute's book, The Anatomy of Peace, provides a framework for understanding and addressing conflict. It encourages us to look beyond our own needs and interests and to consider the needs and interests of others. It also encourages us to be mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, as well as those of others. By understanding the perspectives of others, we can work together to resolve conflicts and create a more peaceful and harmonious environment. The Arbinger Institute's book, The Anatomy of Peace, provides a valuable resource for understanding and addressing conflict. It encourages us to shift our mindset from a self-centered one to an other-centered one. By understanding the needs and interests of others, we can work together to resolve conflicts and create a more peaceful and harmonious environment. Main idea number 2. Conflict is a result of a lack of understanding. When people fail to understand the perspectives of others, it can lead to misunderstandings and disagreements. To resolve conflict, it is essential to take the time to understand the perspectives of all parties involved. This means listening to each other, asking questions, and being open to different points of view. It also means being willing to compromise and find common ground. When people take the time to understand each other, they can come to a resolution that is beneficial for everyone. The Arbinger Institute's book, The Anatomy of Peace, emphasizes the importance of understanding in resolving conflict. It encourages readers to look beyond their own perspectives and to consider the perspectives of others. It also encourages readers to be open to different points of view and to be willing to compromise. By taking the time to understand each other, people can come to a resolution that is beneficial for everyone. The Anatomy of Peace provides a framework for understanding and resolving conflict. It encourages readers to take the time to understand the perspectives of all parties involved and to be open to different points of view. It also encourages readers to be willing to compromise and find common ground. By taking the time to understand each other, people can come to a resolution that is beneficial for everyone. Main idea number 3. Dialogue is an effective way to resolve conflict because it allows all parties to express their perspectives and work together to find a solution. It is important to create an environment where everyone feels safe to express their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. This can be done by setting ground rules for the conversation, such as no interrupting or name-calling, and by actively listening to each other. It is also important to focus on the issue at hand and not get sidetracked by other topics. Through dialogue, all parties can work together to identify the root cause of the conflict and brainstorm potential solutions. This can help to create a sense of understanding and collaboration, which can lead to a resolution that is beneficial for all involved. Dialogue is also beneficial because it allows for the exploration of different perspectives. This can help to create a better understanding of the situation and can lead to more creative solutions. It is important to remember that everyone has a unique perspective and that no one perspective is right or wrong. By listening to each other and considering different points of view, it is possible to come up with a solution that is mutually beneficial. Additionally, dialogue can help to build trust and respect between all parties, which can help to prevent future conflicts. Overall, dialogue is an effective way to resolve conflict. It allows all parties to express their perspectives and work together to find a solution. By creating a safe environment and actively listening to each other, it is possible to identify the root cause of the conflict and brainstorm potential solutions. Additionally, dialogue can help to explore different perspectives and build trust and respect between all parties. Through dialogue, it is possible to come up with a resolution that is beneficial for all involved. Main idea number 4. Empathy is a powerful tool for preventing conflict. When we take the time to understand the feelings and perspectives of others, we can better appreciate their point of view and avoid disagreements. By developing empathy, we can learn to recognize the needs and feelings of others and be more understanding and tolerant of their opinions. This can help us to resolve conflicts before they arise and create a more harmonious environment. Empathy also helps us to recognize our own feelings and needs and to communicate them in a respectful way. When we are able to express our feelings and needs in a way that is understood by others, we can avoid misunderstandings and disagreements. This can help us to build stronger relationships and foster a more peaceful environment. Empathy is a skill that can be developed and strengthened over time. By taking the time to understand the feelings and perspectives of others, we can create a more peaceful and harmonious environment. By developing empathy, we can prevent conflict and create a more positive and productive atmosphere. Main idea number 5. Forgiveness is an essential part of addressing conflict. It is the ability to let go of anger and resentment and move forward. When we forgive those who have wronged us, we can move past the conflict and create a more peaceful environment. Forgiveness is not about condoning the wrong that was done, but rather about understanding the situation and releasing the negative emotions associated with it. It is a way of taking responsibility for our own feelings and allowing ourselves to move on. Forgiveness is a difficult process, but it is essential for resolving conflict. It requires us to look at the situation objectively and to understand the motivations of those involved. It also requires us to be willing to let go of our anger and resentment and to accept that the situation may not be resolved in the way we would like. By forgiving those who have wronged us, we can create a more peaceful environment and move forward with our lives. Forgiveness is an important part of addressing conflict. It is a way of taking responsibility for our own feelings and allowing ourselves to move on. By forgiving those who have wronged us, we can create a more peaceful environment and move past the conflict. It is a difficult process, but it is essential for resolving conflict and creating a more harmonious environment. Main idea number 6. Conflict can be managed through effective communication. When all parties involved in a conflict are able to express their perspectives and feelings in a respectful and open manner, it can help to reduce tension and create a more productive environment. Communication also allows for the exploration of different solutions and the development of a plan of action that all parties can agree on. By listening to each other and understanding the other person's point of view, it is possible to come to a resolution that is beneficial for everyone involved. The Arbinger Institute's book, The Anatomy of Peace, emphasizes the importance of communication in resolving conflict. It suggests that when people are able to communicate openly and honestly, they can better understand each other's perspectives and work together to find a solution. The book also encourages people to be mindful of their own emotions and reactions when engaging in conflict resolution, as this can help to create a more productive dialogue. Ultimately, communication is key to managing conflict. By engaging in open and respectful dialogue, it is possible to come to a resolution that is beneficial for all parties involved. Through communication, it is possible to create a more peaceful and productive environment. Main idea number 7. Compromise is an effective way to resolve conflict, as it allows all parties to come to an agreement that is mutually beneficial. Compromise involves both parties making concessions in order to reach a resolution that is acceptable to both. It is important to remember that compromise does not mean that one party wins and the other loses, rather, it is a process of negotiation and understanding that allows both parties to come to a resolution that is beneficial to both. When engaging in compromise, it is important to remember that both parties should be willing to make concessions in order to reach a resolution. It is also important to be open to the other party's perspective and to be willing to listen to their point of view. This can help to ensure that both parties are able to come to an agreement that is beneficial to both. Additionally, it is important to be willing to negotiate and to be willing to make compromises in order to reach a resolution that is acceptable to both parties. Compromise is an effective way to resolve conflict, as it allows both parties to come to an agreement that is beneficial to both. It is important to remember that compromise does not mean that one party wins and the other loses, rather, it is a process of negotiation and understanding that allows both parties to come to a resolution that is beneficial to both. Additionally, it is important to be open to the other party's perspective and to be willing to listen to their point of view, as well as to be willing to negotiate and to make concessions in order to reach a resolution that is acceptable to both parties. Main idea number 8. Conflict can be addressed through collaboration by allowing all parties to come together and work towards a common goal. Collaboration encourages open communication and mutual respect, which can help to reduce tension and create a more positive atmosphere. Through collaboration, each party can express their needs and concerns, and work together to find a solution that meets everyone's needs. This can help to build trust and understanding between the parties, and create a more harmonious relationship. Collaboration also allows for creative problem solving, as each party can bring their own unique perspective to the table. This can help to generate new ideas and solutions that may not have been considered before. Additionally, collaboration can help to foster a sense of ownership and responsibility for the outcome, as each party is invested in the process and has a stake in the outcome. Ultimately, collaboration is an effective way to address conflict, as it allows all parties to work together to find a solution that is beneficial to everyone. By creating an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding, collaboration can help to reduce tension and create a more positive environment for resolving conflict. Main idea number 9. Conflict is often rooted in a lack of respect for the perspectives and feelings of others. When we fail to respect the thoughts and feelings of those around us, we can easily become embroiled in disagreements and arguments. Respect is essential for preventing conflict, as it allows people to understand and appreciate the perspectives of others. When we take the time to listen to and understand the perspectives of those around us, we can often find common ground and come to a resolution without resorting to conflict. Respect also allows us to recognize the value of different opinions and to accept that not everyone will agree with us. This understanding can help us to avoid unnecessary conflict and to work together to find solutions that are beneficial for everyone. Respect also helps to create an atmosphere of trust and understanding. When we respect each other, we are more likely to be open and honest with one another. This openness can help to prevent misunderstandings and disagreements that can lead to conflict. Respect also allows us to recognize the value of different opinions and to accept that not everyone will agree with us. This understanding can help us to avoid unnecessary conflict and to work together to find solutions that are beneficial for everyone. Ultimately, respect is essential for preventing conflict. When we take the time to listen to and understand the perspectives of those around us, we can often find common ground and come to a resolution without resorting to conflict. Respect also helps to create an atmosphere of trust and understanding, which can help to prevent misunderstandings and disagreements that can lead to conflict. By respecting each other, we can work together to find solutions that are beneficial for everyone. Main idea number 10. Negotiation is a powerful tool for addressing conflict. It allows all parties to come to an agreement that is mutually beneficial and satisfactory to everyone involved. Negotiation involves open communication, active listening, and a willingness to compromise. It also requires a clear understanding of the interests of all parties involved, and a commitment to finding a solution that works for everyone. Negotiation can be used to resolve conflicts between individuals, groups, or organizations. It can also be used to resolve disputes between countries or to settle international disputes. Negotiation is a process that requires patience and understanding. It is important to remember that all parties involved have their own interests and needs, and that these must be taken into account when negotiating. It is also important to be open to compromise and to be willing to make concessions in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiation can be a difficult process, but it is an effective way to address conflict and to find a solution that works for everyone. Main idea number 11. Mediation is a process in which a neutral third party helps two or more parties in conflict to reach a mutually acceptable resolution. The mediator facilitates communication between the parties, helps them to identify their interests, and assists them in finding a solution that meets their needs. Mediation is a voluntary process, and all parties must agree to participate in order for it to be successful. The mediator helps the parties to focus on the issues at hand, rather than on their emotions. This allows them to look at the situation objectively and to come up with creative solutions that they may not have considered on their own. The mediator also helps the parties to understand each other's perspectives and to negotiate in good faith. This helps to ensure that the resolution is fair and equitable for all involved. Mediation is a cost-effective and efficient way to resolve conflicts. It is often faster and less expensive than going to court, and it allows the parties to maintain control over the outcome. It also helps to preserve relationships, as the parties are able to work together to find a solution that is beneficial to everyone. Main idea number 12. Problem solving is a powerful tool for addressing conflict. It allows all parties to come together and work collaboratively to find a solution that is beneficial to everyone. This approach encourages open communication and mutual understanding, as each person is given the opportunity to express their thoughts and feelings. It also allows for creative problem solving, as each person can bring their own unique perspective to the table. By working together, the parties can come up with a solution that is satisfactory to all. Problem solving also encourages the parties to focus on the issue at hand, rather than on the emotions that may be driving the conflict. This helps to ensure that the solution is based on facts and logic, rather than on personal feelings. Additionally, problem solving can help to build trust between the parties, as they work together to find a resolution. This can help to prevent future conflicts from arising, as the parties will have a better understanding of each other's needs and perspectives. Overall, problem solving is an effective way to address conflict. It allows all parties to come together and work collaboratively to find a solution that is beneficial to everyone. By focusing on the issue at hand and working together, the parties can come up with a solution that is satisfactory to all. Additionally, problem solving can help to build trust between the parties, which can help to prevent future conflicts from arising. Main idea number 13. Conflict is often rooted in a lack of understanding. When people don't understand each other, they can easily become frustrated and angry, leading to conflict. Understanding is essential for preventing conflict, as it allows people to better understand the perspectives of others. It also helps to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding, which can help to prevent conflict from escalating. The Arbinger Institute's book, The Anatomy of Peace, emphasizes the importance of understanding in preventing conflict. It argues that when people understand each other, they can work together to find solutions to their problems. It also encourages people to take the time to listen to each other and to try to understand each other's perspectives. This can help to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding, which can help to prevent conflict from escalating. Understanding is also important for resolving conflicts that have already occurred. When people understand each other, they can work together to find solutions that are acceptable to both parties. This can help to reduce the tension between them and can help to prevent further conflict. Understanding is essential for preventing and resolving conflict. It allows people to better understand the perspectives of others and to work together to find solutions that are acceptable to both parties. By taking the time to listen to each other and to try to understand each other's perspectives, people can create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding, which can help to prevent conflict from escalating. Main idea number 14. Collaboration and compromise are essential tools for addressing conflict. When two or more parties are in disagreement, collaboration and compromise can help them come to a resolution that is beneficial to all. Collaboration involves working together to find a solution that meets the needs of all parties. This can involve brainstorming, discussing different perspectives, and finding common ground. Compromise involves each party making concessions in order to reach an agreement. This can involve giving up something that is important to one party in order to gain something that is important to the other. Collaboration and compromise are effective ways to resolve conflict because they allow all parties to come to an agreement that is mutually beneficial. This can help to build trust and understanding between the parties, which can help to prevent future conflicts. Additionally, collaboration and compromise can help to create a sense of ownership and responsibility for the resolution, which can help to ensure that it is followed. Ultimately, collaboration and compromise are essential tools for addressing conflict. By working together to find a resolution that meets the needs of all parties, it is possible to resolve conflicts in a way that is beneficial to everyone involved. Main idea number 15. Active listening is an important tool for managing conflict. It involves listening to the other person's perspective without judgment or interruption, and then responding in a way that shows understanding and respect. Active listening allows all parties to express their perspectives and work together to find a solution. It also helps to create an atmosphere of trust and understanding, which can help to reduce tension and diffuse the situation. When engaging in active listening, it is important to remain open-minded and non-judgmental. It is also important to be patient and to allow the other person to fully express their thoughts and feelings. This can help to create an environment of mutual respect and understanding, which can help to resolve the conflict. Additionally, it is important to be aware of body language and tone of voice, as these can often convey more than words alone. Active listening is an effective way to manage conflict, as it allows all parties to express their perspectives and work together to find a solution. It can also help to create an atmosphere of trust and understanding, which can help to reduce tension and diffuse the situation. By engaging in active listening, we can work together to find a resolution that is beneficial for all parties involved. Main idea number 16. Trust is the foundation of any healthy relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to preventing conflict. When people trust each other, they are more likely to listen to each other's perspectives and be open to compromise. Trust also allows people to be honest with each other and to express their feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. When people trust each other, they are more likely to work together to find solutions to their problems, rather than resorting to conflict. Trust also helps to create an atmosphere of respect and understanding. When people trust each other, they are more likely to be patient and understanding of each other's perspectives. This helps to create an environment where people can work together to find solutions to their problems without resorting to conflict. Trust is also important for preventing conflict because it allows people to be honest with each other. When people trust each other, they are more likely to be open and honest about their feelings and opinions. This helps to create an atmosphere of understanding and respect, which can help to prevent conflict. Trust is essential for preventing conflict, as it allows people to understand and appreciate the perspectives of others. When people trust each other, they are more likely to be patient and understanding of each other's perspectives, and to work together to find solutions to their problems without resorting to conflict. Trust also helps to create an atmosphere of respect and understanding, which can help to prevent conflict. Main idea number 17. Empathy and respect are essential for resolving conflict, as they allow people to better understand the perspectives of others. When we take the time to listen to and understand the feelings and needs of those we are in conflict with, we can begin to see the situation from their point of view. This can help us to identify common ground and find solutions that are mutually beneficial. Respect is also important, as it shows that we value the other person and their opinion. When we show respect, we create an environment of trust and understanding, which can help to reduce tension and facilitate a constructive dialogue. By combining empathy and respect, we can create an atmosphere of mutual understanding and respect, which can help to resolve conflicts in a peaceful and effective manner. Empathy and respect can also help to prevent conflict from escalating. When we take the time to listen to and understand the other person's perspective, we can often identify potential areas of disagreement before they become a problem. This can help us to address issues before they become too heated, and can help to prevent the situation from escalating into a full-blown conflict. Respect also helps to create an atmosphere of trust and understanding, which can help to prevent misunderstandings and disagreements from escalating into a conflict. Empathy and respect are essential tools for resolving conflict and preventing it from escalating. By taking the time to listen to and understand the perspectives of others, we can create an atmosphere of mutual understanding and respect, which can help to resolve conflicts in a peaceful and effective manner. Respect also helps to create an atmosphere of trust and understanding, which can help to prevent misunderstandings and disagreements from escalating into a conflict. By combining empathy and respect, we can create an environment of trust and understanding, which can help to resolve conflicts in a peaceful and effective manner. Main idea number 18. Dialogue and negotiation are essential tools for managing conflict. Through dialogue, parties can express their needs and concerns, and work together to find a mutually beneficial solution. Negotiation allows parties to come to an agreement that is satisfactory to all involved. It is important to remember that dialogue and negotiation should be conducted in a respectful manner, and that all parties should be willing to compromise in order to reach a resolution. Dialogue and negotiation can help to reduce tension and create a more positive atmosphere. By engaging in dialogue, parties can gain a better understanding of each other's perspectives and needs. This can help to build trust and create a more collaborative environment. Negotiation can also help to create a win-win situation, where all parties can benefit from the outcome. Dialogue and negotiation are essential for managing conflict in a constructive way. They can help to reduce tension, build trust, and create a more collaborative environment. By engaging in dialogue and negotiation, parties can come to an agreement that is beneficial to everyone involved. Main idea number 19. Collaboration and problem solving are essential tools for preventing conflict. When all parties involved in a dispute come together to discuss their differences and work towards a mutually beneficial solution, it can help to reduce the tension and animosity that can lead to conflict. By engaging in open dialogue and actively listening to each other's perspectives, it is possible to find common ground and come to an agreement that is satisfactory to all parties. This can help to prevent the escalation of a disagreement into a full-blown conflict. In addition, problem solving can help to prevent conflict by providing a structured approach to resolving disputes. By breaking down the issue into smaller, more manageable parts, it is easier to identify the root causes of the conflict and come up with creative solutions that address the underlying issues. This can help to ensure that all parties involved are satisfied with the outcome and that the conflict is resolved in a peaceful manner. Ultimately, collaboration and problem solving are essential tools for preventing conflict. By engaging in open dialogue and actively listening to each other's perspectives, it is possible to find common ground and come to an agreement that is satisfactory to all parties. In addition, problem solving can help to provide a structured approach to resolving disputes and ensure that the conflict is resolved in a peaceful manner. Main idea number 20. Forgiveness and understanding are essential for resolving conflict. When people are able to forgive and understand each other, they can let go of anger and resentment and move forward. This allows them to focus on the underlying issues that caused the conflict in the first place, and to work together to find a solution. Forgiveness and understanding also create an atmosphere of trust and respect, which can help to prevent future conflicts from arising. The Arbinger Institute's book, The Anatomy of Peace, outlines a process for resolving conflict through forgiveness and understanding. This process involves understanding the other person's perspective, expressing empathy, and finding common ground. It also involves recognizing the importance of communication and compromise, and learning to accept and respect differences. By following this process, people can learn to resolve conflicts in a constructive and peaceful manner. Forgiveness and understanding are essential for addressing conflict in a healthy way. By taking the time to understand each other's perspectives and to forgive past wrongs, people can move forward and work together to find a solution. This can help to create a more harmonious and peaceful environment, and can help to prevent future conflicts from arising. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.